The Idaho House debated a tax bill Thursday that would cut the income tax rate for top income earners. Democrats advocated against the bill, arguing that it would take money away from education and infrastructure. Frankie Barnhill has more.
House Majority Leader Mike Moyle says the state's current surplus means Idaho should give a little money back to taxpayers. His proposal would cut $51 million from the state budget, creating a tax exemption for the first $750 individuals earn. Moyle argues that lowering the tax rate by 0.2% for people who earn more than $11,000 would make the state more attractive to businesses. But to Boise Democrat Ilana Rubel, yesterday's House floor debate sounded very familiar.
I must say, today feels like Groundhog Day in every sense of the word. I think it was precisely this day last year when I was doing exactly this.
Rubel says she's talked with businesses who say that lowering the tax rate matters less than having a skilled and educated workforce.
The rationale for this bill is competitiveness. Now, I'm not saying there's no marketing advantage to being able to put a slightly lower number on your top bracket tax rate, but there's a lot of things that go into marketing. There's a lot of things that businesses look at. This is one of many. Everything that I hear from our business community is actually a far bigger, more important one, is workforce education.
Rubel was joined by other House Democrats and voted against the bill, but they were outnumbered by Republicans. The bill now goes to the Senate. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.